With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Castology.
You are listening to the Nickcast.
Whoa, yeah. Busting out the name.
The tiny sode of Castology, where we have only recently started doing tiny sodes to kind of, I guess,
break up.
What do we call break up?
Pace. Like,
pace ourselves.
Pace the avalanche of podcast recommendations.
Yeah, because there's an absolute fuckload that we have to go through.
But and we don't want you to be without an episode, so we're going to come together with personalized recommendations.
Exactly.
Lists.
Yeah, and these are like, I feel like my choices today are actually kind of fit the tiny sode sort of theme
a little bit.
So my one, my theme for this week is my get up and go pods. So these are the podcasts that I will almost every single day have on the list to go. So basically, they're really just daily shows, to be completely honest, but a couple ones that I tend to like go back to or have a listen because it's like, it's funny or it's sweet or it's a bit more techie. So I'm going to go. It's not like a top five. It's just a top four. So I'm sorry, Liz.
You can do whatever you want. This is your cast. It's literally called the Nick Cast.
But I do have a special
mention. We should
probably
just very quickly introduce ourselves. I'm Liz Best with...
I'm Zane C. Weber.
And this is the Nick Cast.
So thanks for stealing that one, Liz. I appreciate it. Anyway, so I'm not going to list them in terms of numbers. So I'm just going to start...
You do whatever you want. You're the boss.
With...
I'm just going to assume that you think that the last one's the best, whether you say it is or not.
Wow, okay, well, maybe it is. I don't know.
He does not conform to your societal norms, Zane.
How dare you, Zane.
All right, this is Tiny. Let's get to it.
This one is Download the Show, an ABC radio podcast that is hosted by Mark Fennell. It is an excellent show about technology and the latest developments in technology.
Have I listened to this show before?
I think I recommended it very early on in my castology career. All the podcasts that are coming at you today have been recommended by myself or one of us.
They're just hot lists.
Yeah, pretty much. This one is really simple. Mark Fennell is an excellent host. He has one of the most magnetic voices in podcasting and radio, but this one literally just talks about what's currently going on in tech. It's a really, really good, simple podcast at about 30 minutes. Really nice for a bit of an early morning commuter if you're getting up and you just want to kind of
get up and go.
Yeah, exactly. The next one is, and I know that we put like a bit of a ban on the New York Times, but I have to do it again.
I think like,
it's Nick Cast.
Yeah, it's Nick Cast. Do it on one. It's the daily. It's just easy. I know, Zane, we had a massive argument about Michael's voice, but that's okay. I'm Michael Barbaro, and this is The Daily.
That's right.
It was a massive argument. Chairs were thrown.
Tables were flipped.
Never forget.
We had to go to podcast therapy to be able to like work together again.
Every single microphone in the studio.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael Barbaro.
But I really liked his voice.
I know, he's really good. But this one is like, I've been on this. I think The Daily was one of those podcasts that really emphasized like, you know, actually going in on like the daily sort of format. This is a really, really good one. It is obviously very US-centric because of the New York Times, but it does cover international conflicts and stuff. For me, this is very much a, okay, this is an interesting one. I'm going to listen to it today. So I might leave it on, but I might also, you know, leave it off if I'm not interested in reading about, you know, children in COVID, to be honest, because I'm a bit fucking over it.
Yep.
My next recommendation is, have you been paying attention? I recommended this, honestly, I think it was almost
way back
a long time ago. Yeah. And it literally is just ripping the audio from an Australian show called Have You Been Paying Attention? And it's a comedy show.
Ironically, it's really good for people not good at paying attention to television.
I know. But it's really, really funny. And for me, the comedians and like the lighthearted like popular culture, because it is very much it's a weekly
Such
show.
An easy listen.
It's so easy, and for me,
it gamifies the news.
Yeah, exactly, and it just makes it more enjoyable to listen to. So some of the serious topics they talk about, they you know everything is made light of. There's nothing like there's no stone unturned. This is just really good to just go, I'm going to turn that off, and if I hear something funny, I'm going to laugh and I'm going to enjoy it.
Great,
nice, simple shit. And my next one is Today Explained. I recommended this, I think, during our Yellow episode. Mm-hmm. This is Vox's daily podcast. Again, this is very much a podcast that I have to pick and choose.
I feel like this was when I was away.
Yes, you were away.
So I haven't listened to this podcast. So tell me why I should, Nick.
So Today Explained is... it's basically The Daily, but a little bit more lighter in terms of how it covers things. It does cover very serious stuff. And again, it's more of a mix of international and US. Mm. But it is... really, like, so it's hosted by Sean Ramaswaram. Yes, got it right. But it is very, very easy to listen to. It does sometimes get a little bit skewed in terms of how they approach, like, particular subjects. Like, they insert a bit of their own rather than it being commentary, objective. Yeah. It is very much, there are commentary sort of bits. But for the most part, this, I think, again, is up there in terms of daily podcasts. I think a lot of people that like daily podcasts, this would probably be at the top of their list. And Vox, like, they can't miss at the moment. They're doing a great job. So really, really easy to listen to. But obviously pick and choose your battles in terms of episodes. Last one.
Okay.
The best one.
And it is, because it is.
You admit it.
Wind of Change.
Yes.
So Wind of Change.
I was so jazzed by that podcast.
It was like when we had to listen to it, and then when we spoke about it, I've re-listened to it so many fucking times. It
give us a quick cliff notes of what it's about in case someone missed that episode.
Essentially, it is a show, an impeccably produced show with also one of the best cover arts in the game. A show about a US PSYOPs program for a song that was written by the band called the Scorpions. It is such a good show.
Honestly, if the CIA would like to release more music, yep, I'd be into it.
Yeah. And it is just an impeccably produced show. I know that it really isn't part of the get up and go, but I just had listened to it recently. I just had to get it in there. So
that song, though, makes my heart get up.
I know.
Go.
It, like, yeah, that's exactly, yeah, yeah.
Does what it was contractually potentially obliged to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I will take full credit for that.
Yes, well done.
Wait, was that yours? I thought that was yours, Liz.
No. And on my tiny side, my favorite was also a Zane recommendation.
Shit. So I'm batting six.
We both need to up our games.
Oh my God, we're so bad. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so those are it. So just to back list it for you, download the show, The Daily, Today Explained, Have You Been Paying Attention, and Wind of Change. And those are my get up and go podcasts.
Excellent.
Great.
God, links will be in the show notes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, I've got to do the show notes. Thanks for reminding me to do that after the show as well.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Zane. Anyway, enjoy next week's episode, and I hope you enjoy the tiny episode. We'll be back next week.
Email at castologypodcast@gmail.com. Submit your podcast. That's not canon.
Your get up and go podcasts, if you've got any as well.
Tell us what your best get up and go podcasts are.
Yeah.
On social media.
I love these tiny suits. They're so baby. Goodbye.
Baby.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.